Hello, Joe. What are you doing?
I'm just chilling, relaxing.
The last five weeks.
Every day, son.
That's cool. You want some beans?
Just cribbing.
You want some beans?
Yeah, dude.
Okay. Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Beans.
Your beans are almost gone.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine putting these Boston baked beans in your teeth. Suck me.
I don't know, man. I don't think that's possible, to be honest with you.
Oh, shit.
I don't think it's possible to stretch out your pee hole to that extent.
No. I don't want to find out.
Like without tearing your urethra. So, you could never actually physically do
urethra.
That. Alright, you look like a wolf. What are you doing? You really do look like a wolf, though. Boston baked beans and mashed potatoes and corn is an awful combo. That's gross.
Try it.
And I will when I'm done digesting what I just ate.
Alright. To you. Urethra!
Okay. Anyways. Hello. Hi. ¿Cómo estás, sir?
¿Cómo estás?
Yeah.
Muy bien, y tú?
Good. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We can talk. Yeah. So, how have you been?
I've been, you know.
Joe.
I've been me.
You've been doing what you do.
Yeah. My 2 days kind of suck. That's all right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah. I've been. It's not good. Baked beans are not good.
Boston baked beans. That's potatoes and corn.
Anyway, I've been good. You know, I've been chilling. You know.
I love you.
Love you. Too. We are married now, after all.
Yeah.
I'll tell that to Krista.
We went to Canada and got a common law marriage.
Yeah. I suppose. We could look at that. So,
We can rain them.
Alright.
I like this one, this new mix thing.
I hate it. It's awful.
Because it looks so cool, because watch, it's just like, it's in blue, so it's just like, wicked sick.
If I was listening to this podcast, we are 3 minutes and 5 seconds in. And I would have turned it off because of your noises.
I would have turned it off after the first time we sat here for about 5 minutes and looked at each other.
Yeah. I don't know. You're a fail. You're not a fail, it's just your noises are just so intense that
no one can handle them.
Yeah. I guess.
Not even giraffosaurs. They can't handle shit.
Giraffosaurs? I don't really want to even talk about them.
They might own and everything else. They screech at my very giraffosaur noise.
What's such a giraffosaur noise?
It's an awesome noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a.
Yeah.
That's what they make.
Well, that's what they used to make until they evolved.
Yeah, and now they're just like.
They have a whole military now, right?
Yeah. When they talk to each other, they're just like.
Yeah.
I'm just
crazy. That's not how they talk at all, because they're evolved and they actually talk.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. They talk.
No. No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
He's lying to you.
They talk. And I mean, while we're at it, fucked up news was, you know how we were talking about they took over Africa.
Yeah.
Well, they have taken over Africa. Now they have a military.
Yep.
And they've actually contained Bear Rivers.
Yep.
To the point where they can use them. We were talking about that.
Yep.
And then they have a fleet.
Of Bear Rivers.
Yeah. That are crossing rivers. That's insane.
Obviously they cross fucking rivers. It's Bear Rivers, river.
A river can't necessarily cross a river.
Yeah, it can.
But now they can, because they have gone to a whole other level of technology. No. And by enabling themselves to cross over rivers, They'll be able to cross over oceans next.
They already cross over oceans.
They'll be bare oceans.
How do you think they got to Africa? They started in Montana.
Everybody knows that they got from Montana to, like, they traveled down the middle, and they hit Texas, and they got on a boat to Africa. They couldn't... They were staying low. If they would have fucking done all that crazy shit and, you know, like, whatever, swam, because that's what they were doing before, they would have been spotted and they would have known what up. It wouldn't have been a surprise attack. Do realize. You're a wolf. Give me a hand. That was disgusting.
I'm sorry, I spit on you.
Yeah, you did.
I got you wet.
I like that. So... the show Testies is badass.
Is it?
Yeah, watch Testies, everyone. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah, I have a new word. It's called cribbin. I'm not quite sure how you spell that, but what it basically means is just, you know, you're chilling out, you're hanging with people, you know, you're just chilling. So, you gotta, next time someone asks you what you're doing, just be like, I'm cribbin.
Or you could just not spread that, because Joe's...
No, spread it!
Don't slap me.
I have to spread it. Like herpes.
You have spread herpes quite enough.
No.
Joe is the original man who fucked a monkey. Yeah.
After you did.
Nuh-uh, we did it together. Shut up.
Yeah, she did like it.
She liked both.
No.
Both.
She liked getting the holes in there.
And there was, yeah, there was three holes, but... Oh my god.
I can swallow this.
I think you're turning into a dravosaur.
Yeah, I am.
Did one of them bite you?
Look at this. It's not even like bait. It's just like a peanut with red dye on it.
Boston baked beans. They're delicious. Are they even from Boston?
I don't know. Let's see.
Hold on. I want to see. I want to see. Let me read. I know how to read. Yo, they make Lemonheads makes fucking boosting baked beans. Yo, this is a fucking product of Canada. It's not even the same. It's not even the same company. And then it's manufactured out of Forest Park, Illinois.
Nothing to do with Boston at all.
For Panko of Canada.
Not even close to Boston.
I suppose it's
nothing. No, I guess it's Illinois is not even.
Yeah,
no.
I'm trying to justify the fact that Boston baked beans
are from Canada. Illinois.
Yeah, cool, man. Two cool, cool beans.
You're not cool unless you pee your pants. All right. So what do we have for news?
Fuck off. That's what the news is. You're a hairy fucking giraffosaur.
I am fucking hairy. I gotta shave.
I don't like when you shave, though. I like when you're rustic.
Like this.
I like a little fair the beggar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta trim shit.
No. No trimming. Get some trim.
This is gonna be one of the worst podcasts.
Why?
Because it's gonna be so lame and random.
Alright, we'll start the news.
How far are you into this? Right.
8 minutes.
Why is it going wicked fast?
Because we're like starting super fast, man.
9 minutes and 4 seconds. 9 minutes and 6 seconds.
It just, because it's individual seconds, not that, so it's actually like fast. This is why it's going to be late, because we're talking about the fucking seconds on the podcast. Alright, so, news.
News.
Okay. News, man.
This
week
sucks.
Yeah. So
marijuana. Just skip to the marijuana news. No one gives a fuck about anything else. That's true. About New Hampshire.
I think that is our most popular topic. I want to point that out. Is the marijuana news. All right. No, we need to do shit here. All right. So, music, all that shit. All right. Super Bowl commercials.
All right.
This isn't really news, but did you like it? What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial?
My favorite Super Bowl commercial was the Doritos one with the snow globe.
That was alright, yeah.
I just loved that one. I thought
that was funny.
But I saw the one about career builder getting a new job, and at first That was the most
was
annoying.
Was a calling card for you?
What?
Nothing.
I don't even know.
Okay.
But that was the most annoying commercial in my life. That was more annoying than anything that I've
ever
witnessed.
That was a fucking stupid one, yeah.
But then I watched it in school yesterday, and it was wicked fun. Mm. I thought it was pretty fun. Mm. When he was just like, daydreaming about punching fucking animals.
Yeah, that was
oh,
the best.
Well, bam!
That was the best, dude.
And
the
then she's like,
koala
she's like
one was the funniest.
Riding a seal?
Yeah. That was a manatee, actually. But that's
a
cool.
Manatee?
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah,
don't ask me how I knew that.
That was the annoying commercial.
I don't think I like the punching of the koala. The rest of the commercial kind of sucked, but that was a key point.
Yeah.
Besides that, I liked all the cool, like, you know, trailers to movies. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
You know what? Suck them with balls. Nobody asked you.
Hey, I'm leaving.
Good. I hope you do. I'll do this podcast by myself.
Do it.
Where are you going? Where are you going? Why? Oh. You're fucking retarded. If you're gonna leave, leave in style at least. Alright. People. News. Joe! Come back! What are you doing? Get. Can you please come back?
I'm tugging the door.
Can you please come on? Can you please come here? Can you please come back? I love you. Joe. You're standing. I can see you. Come back. Help me do the news. This our podcast is dying because of you right now. Alright, come on. Sit down. I'm sorry.
Is it still going?
Yes. I didn't stop for no man. Didn't stop for no one. Alright.
I'm back.
So, I suppose we should start with the music. Sit down so they can fucking hear you. Alright. Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers is in the band The Faces. He's a new member. That's really insignificant.
Neapolitan ice cream.
Alright. Bruce Springsteen. I put him on a music because his halftime show, and it was awesome.
I like how he, like, gave the camera guy a facial cock.
Yeah, I love the cock cam. It's so great.
It was just like, I'm gonna slide into the camera and just put my cock in.
What up? Bam! I thought that was great. I think it was a great Bruce Springsteen touch. You know? So. Someday when I'm that badass, I'm just gonna be like, what's up with my cock in your camera?
Except I'm gonna take my pants off and do it. I'm just gonna be like, hello! Say hello to my one-eyed friend.
Nah.
Alright.
Nah.
So.
Nah. Alright. So, news. First of all, games. We got lots of good, delicious game news.
Like what, Kurt?
Like what, Joe? I'm just fucking with you.
I don't even know.
Let's start off with this. Warhammer Online, huge MMO, loses like 300,000 people, and because the studio is resizing of some sort. All right. Other than that, Lego, besides their new MMO that's coming out, Lego is putting a Lego Battles Skirmishes for the DS game. You play as Legos and you battle as like pirates and ninjas and kings and fucking aliens, and that's awesome. So I will be getting that. Time Splitters 4. The fucking Crytek was shut down. Time Splitters 4 was brought back. Have you played Time Splitters? Are you good? I'm going to take those as a no. Alright, well, for all those game fans that are listening, it's back. Because I know we did get a question on the email saying, what's going to happen in Crytek in Time Splitters? So, I figured I'd help them with this. Alright. Disney sucks at gaming. That's new. Dead Space is coming to the Wii.
Wait. What did Disney try to do?
Disney sucked again.
Yeah, what did they try to put out?
They always put out everything. Every movie they come out with comes with a game.
Oh, like Stuart Litter.
Litter? Stuart Litter, yes. You go around as Stuart Little and you litter things. You throw cups on floors and you yell at the man. See?
I think they're trying to come in.
No. No, don't come in.
What are you doing?
Go away.
What the hell, Green? Go away.
Anyways.
So.
Back to this.
What is in the time that has elapsed just now, and my shouting at my sister, we couldn't edit out that. It took about 5 minutes. We couldn't edit it out. We got ice cream sundaes.
Yeah.
To make us feel better about not editing it, and now we're eating them. So that's nice. This is gonna be an awful podcast.
That's okay.
I have decided. It's not awful, it's just... I just think we're retarded and we didn't prepare well at all. Alright, Wolf.
Make this another loss episode.
Alright, Wolf.
Let's just do it Friday and we can have a drunken episode.
I won't be here Friday.
You won't?
No.
Why?
Yeah. Why won't I be here Friday? I'm going down to Chris's and coming back up. I'll be up. I asked you this weekend if you wanted to hang out. Be up Saturday, remember? I hate you, Wolf.
What's your name, by the way, Wolf?
Wolf.
Yeah, Wolf.
Okay.
Wolf Harrington.
We all play?
So all three of us can have do a drunk episode?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I suppose. We'll do it. Yeah.
Smoke bombs.
Alright. Although I feel like that's slightly... Or be slightly awkward with my girlfriend, but...
Which one's smoking
sure.
Watch?
Both, I guess. But I don't really... I think the smoking wants one would be a little more awkward, so... But sure, you know, why not, right? She'll have to deal with it at some point.
No, it was wrong.
I can't wait. Can't wait for her to rag on me about what I just said. alright. Back to gaming news!
I have a question for you.
Fuck you, I just got back to the gaming news.
If... Your girlfriend wasn't your girlfriend. You think she'd still listen to this?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe. I think so, because she wants to be friends, apparently, after we break up, so...
Oh, so you guys already done about breaking up?
No, we're the most ridiculous couple, because we're always, like... We love each other, like, a lot. But, I mean... We pretty much just realize that at someday it's gonna happen. As much as, like, I personally don't want it to happen, it's gonna happen, yep. You know? She's gonna go off to college and forget me or something. Alright?
I like how you say she's gonna go off to college.
What am I gonna do? What the fuck am I gonna do? I've always been the same. I'm just gonna... No! What are you doing? Alright. That just happened again. So we're restarting again. Yeah,
so
for some reason they don't get the fact that we're not supposed to come in while we're recording, but,
yeah.
Alright, so, back to the drawing board. This is going to be the most fucked up podcast on earth. What were we talking about? Oh, yes, the fact that, someday it's gonna happen, and I love her to death now, and I'm just enjoying the time that we have, and hopefully I don't ever need to worry about awkward things like breaking up. But we do like to joke around about it. So whatever. But, besides all that, games. I have to finish the news. That's all I've been trying to do. Alright. Now, EA suffers like $700 million loss on games. Whoop-de-doo.
I just ate a banana and cherry.
I hope you die. Iron Man 2 game is coming out. Ubisoft acquires the game studio Action Pants. That is the name of the company. Action Pants. That is awesome. Alright. You know Guitar Hero?
I don't like these nuts.
You know fucking
they're
Guitar
like
Hero?
Crystallized.
They're making a DJ Hero, which is going to be awesome. Mario Kart Wii is one of the better selling games of the year. Resident Evil 5 demo comes out on 360 this week. I played it. It was awesome. Play it. Alright? Now, what would you like to say?
These nuts are like crystallizing. I don't like them. They're too hard.
I'm sorry. Our nuts are crystallized hard, and that you don't like them, Joe. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, besides that, we gotta talk at some point. I don't like doing all the talking.
I'm eating my Sunday.
Well, get in the fucking game here, buddy.
Get in the game!
Talk about the Super Bowl.
Oh, Super Bowl was a good game.
It was a good game.
Good game?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Arizona was gonna win, and then they sucked so bad at the beginning. But then they start coming back, and I'm like, oh yeah, maybe I'm going to be right.
Nope.
But then, no. They
I was rooting for the Pittsburgh Steelers all the way.
They epically failed.
Yeah.
It was a good game, but, man.
It was, you know, see, I always like the games that don't involve the Patriots, because it gives me a chance to, like, bet on a team that I, like, you know, when the Patriots go to the Super Bowl, it's like, all right, well, now I have to root for the Patriots, all right? So, when a team, like, you know, two fucking teams that you wouldn't, you know, like, that wouldn't normally go, you know, now I have a chance to, like, say, all right, which one do I like better? Which one am I going to go for? And then pick that team. And I did that with the Steelers. Not like because I thought the Cardinals were going to lose, but because I like the Steelers in general.
I like the fact that, I don't remember his name, number 92, held that guy on the Pittsburgh team, held the guy on the car down on the ground during the kick return, punched him a few times, brought him to the ground, held him there.
That was so funny.
Let him up, and then pushed him back on the ground and kicked him.
Yeah, I thought.
But yet nothing was called. They called like.
Why didn't they? He wasn't taken out of the game or anything. He was put off to the side. That was it. He wasn't suspended or anything. I thought that was ridiculous. Let alone the fact that. I thought it was funny that the Cardinals were getting mowed down all game. Like, all the game. Like, they just... Like, that time the guy caught the ball, and they had beat him there, and they just ran over them.
There was some times, though, that Cardinals got back to Roethlisberger, though, and just demolished him.
I was getting pissed because Roethlisberger was pushing back so much.
It was both sides were pretty good. Dude, that guy on, with the long name on the Cardinals, wicked fast guy, he, like... No, he legit, like, he was guarding the player.
The guy with the fucked up hair and stuff?
No, the guy that, like, fell on the ground, got up, caught the guy, and then tackled him. And no, he didn't tackle him.
I don't remember.
He caused a, incompletion. Like, if he wouldn't have fell, it would have been an interception. And then the interception for the 100-yard touchdown is the, longest play in Super Bowl history.
Yeah. That's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But I'll be right back. I answered the phone. Do you want anything?
Oh my god.
Alright,
I'll just do the news. This is why we have such a fucked up podcast. Alright, well, since he's not here now, might as well do my portion of the news. the pot news. We got quite a list here. Alright. Let's start off with this. Medical marijuana in Oregon. Like, the most ridiculous state on earth has, like, not necessarily a shortage, but a lot of complaints with, like, the current medical marijuana machines that are out there for them to get marijuana. And, there's a bunch of bullshit going on, but it's, like, bringing up all these ethical, questions, and, like, employers are seeing now, like, cigarettes, and thinking about firing their, staff for smoking marijuana, not because it's illegal, but because it's fucking, like, cigarettes, so.
Are you talking about the marijuana thing?
Yeah.
Nice.
That you know, singing through Jackass. I hope you die. Alright. Besides that, everybody knows that Obama used to smoke the,
ganja. The marijuana.
Yeah.
basically,
marijuana.
Yeah, basically, seven highly trained medical marijuana experts.
Seven.
Highly trained.
Medical.
Get together in a room with Obama.
Smoking ganja.
Okay.
Smoking blunt.
Medical marijuana experts.
Smoking blunts.
Right. To talk to him about, totally, you know, I mean, legalizing marijuana. I think that I'm not a big fan of Obama, but I think this is the time. Within the next 8 years, because if the next 4 years go well, you know he's going to be reassigned for the
part,
okay? I think that in the next 8 years, we will have legalized marijuana.
Alright.
So, basically,
no,
that has something to do with the Oregon thing I was just talking about, too. That's why they were meeting, but we're just one step closer now.
Well, let's just say this. If you somehow get this country to legalize marijuana while he's in his first term,
yeah,
there's no... He's definitely going to get a second term just because he's legalized marijuana.
Well, now that we have...
Or decriminalized it.
This has nothing to do with the fact that he's black or anything. I'm simply stating with, like, that he smokes, okay? I don't really... Do any of the other person smoke?
Yeah. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Because I don't, like... I don't know. But he smokes. He's open about smoking. He's openly said that he smokes. He smokes marijuana.
Yeah.
So you know this guy
he's
has done it. He knows what... He knows what it's about, though. And he, you know... He's chill about it for the most part. So... This is a guy that you can work with to get to that point now. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah. Alright, high fives. Come over here. I want a hug. Give me a hug. Thank you. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. High fives. High fives. Up top. Over here. Over there. Let's rock.
Woo!
Alright, so. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
all
down.
Again. All
yeah.
Good. Down. Down. Sideways. Oh, bam. Up top. Oh,
one more time.
Oh, yeah. This was the best day of my life. All right. So, February 3rd, 2009. All right. New Hampshire legislation puts up a bill to decriminalize possession of up to an ounce of marijuana 1 year after a, like, 1 year after it was kind of denied. The bill was denied last year, I believe. There was something like decriminalization, but it was, like, a lot less, like, cooler. It was something like, you know, smoking marijuana. I don't know. But they're doing exactly what Mass is doing now. They're gonna stick with that. And basically, you know, they're doing that, but they're adding on a little, like, dealy. That minors who are caught with it have to go through, like, a drug
prevention.
Yeah, like a drug treatment program or a community service or like $1,000 fine depending on the
amount.
Yes, I mean, if it's not necessarily the amount, but like what they were doing essentially with it, or what, you know, you see what I'm saying? So they're bringing that up. It's like hearing Tuesday. So, we'll see what happens there. That'll be cool. Besides that, Massachusetts College, University of Massachusetts, some kid was denied, or a professor, like some of the students were, like, denied, to grow pot for, like, not even use, like, to, like, do scientific
studies.
Research upon it, and the state was like, no, you know, and the DEA was like, nah, blah, 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 and, like, yeah, huge deal, yes, apparently, the whole, Massachusetts thing, decriminalization, putting a lot of strain on the mass cops. Huh. They're really feeling the burn now.
Feeling the burn.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Alright. Besides that, this really doesn't have anything really to do with Michael. I mean, to do with Bob, but Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps, yeah, with the bomb.
How do you feel about that one?
I didn't really hear anything about it. All I know is, like...
Caught with a bomb, he's smoking marijuana. Openly admits, he was doing it. Comes out with a really good apology, you know.
Who cares?
Yeah.
What is he, like, 20, 22, 23?
23.
Yeah, 23.
Woo!
I'm sure he drinks and drives, too, people.
One year. Not even. First year being out of the Olympics. You know, obviously tested for the Olympics, so he wasn't caught with it. Yeah. It's after. He has, like, 3 years before the next one. Why not?
Yeah.
You know? Big deal.
I don't get it.
I mean, if you're looking at it as an American and, you know, as an Olympian, yeah, okay, I don't want a pothead representing my country. If you're looking at it as
a
standpoint, it's like, this kid is just smoking pot. Big deal.
He's not even a pothead. It'd be different, like, if
he's
smoked,
yeah, no, well,
like,
we don't
every
know that.
Day.
We don't know that.
But seriously, no, if he smoked every day and smoked pot every day during the Olympics, there's no way he'd be able
well,
to
no,
get
he
all
couldn't.
Eight medals.
He wouldn't have been able to...
And get it,
He wouldn't have been able to be in the Olympics.
So, definitely not a pothead, but, you know, but come on.
I'm just saying, you know, whatever. I'm with you on whatever, dude. Alright?
Yeah.
Alright. Next. movies. So.
Fast and Furious.
Hold on. I saw Underworld Evolution 3.
Yep.
Today.
Yep.
Excellent movie. Go see it if you like all the Underworld movies. It was badass.
I need a haircut.
That's all I have to say. Now, here's our discussion. You saw the trailers on the Super Bowl commercials. What'd you think? What was your favorite? What's going on?
Amazing.
Uh-huh. No.
Push looks kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird, but kind
of... I'm not probably going to go see it, but...
I'll probably wait till it comes out on DVD.
Yeah.
To rent it.
Transformers 2. Can't wait.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
Huge. I've been watching G.I. Joe, the movie, since 99.
That looks
I was pumped, because I grew up with G.I. Joe.
That's Star Trek.
Star Trek looks awesome.
Dude.
Really? That looks really cool. Like, because it's not like Star Trek. I hate Star Trek. That doesn't even look like Star Trek.
I would not go see that.
I'm going to go, because I have to see, just to be like, yeah, all
right. Maybe I'll go with you if you promise that we'll go on the opening and look at all the idiots dressed up in Star Trek and make fun of them.
All right, I'm down. Yeah, I hate Star Trek. But this actually looks like a decent... like, a decent movie. Looks like a new twist. And J.J. Abrams is the man, so... yeah. That's really it on movies. Other news.
Leo Fender.
Yeah, Leo Fender. Creator of Vendor Stratocasters. Yeah, the contour body stuff. He's getting an award for... like a technical Grammy award, as they put it, for the guitar. Which is awesome, because it's an amazing piece of... Amazing. It's the most awesome piece of anything that America has.
Doesn't my dad have a Fender?
No. Ivan has.
Yeah.
Are you alright? Fuck. Questions, my man?
Questions. I love questions. Alright. No, I gotta ask the first question. That's what I do.
I understand that. Go for it, buddy.
Alright. First question. When the fuck is...
No.
It gonna be warm out?
No.
When the fuck is it gonna be warm out?
Why are women so impatient?
Well, that's not the question. I didn't want to answer that question.
That's the one we're asking. That's the first one.
Why? When is it going to be warm out?
Why are women so impatient? I don't know, Joe. Wow. Yeah, when the fuck is it going to be warm out? I don't know, in spring? It's pretty warm yesterday.
Spring has come.
That was pretty nice.
Spring will spring for the flowers.
Alright. Why are women so impatient, Joe?
Because they're
women.
Girls. They're just women.
The answer to that is they have a vagina.
The answer to that is the testicles are on the inside.
What is a vagina?
What is woman?
I'd like to put 800 points up for that one.
Ding ding ding! You are correct.
Thank you. Oh, hey, wait. Can I get category? They have a vagina.
Yes. Next question is, why do girls? Why are girls so jealous of guys?
I don't know. Alright. They have a vagina?
Yeah! Woo! Ding ding ding! That was the daily double!
They bleed every month. We don't, I suppose. It hurts when we pee sometimes.
The true answer to that, ladies, is no one has a fucking clue.
Yeah. Why?
Only you know
why,
that.
Yeah,
and you don't tell anybody.
I think they're impatient because they're women.
You just
and that's just how it is.
You don't even tell your, like, you'll talk to your girlfriends about, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
But when someone, like, asks you what's going on, and if it's not one of your girlfriends, and you're just like, well, you make up some stupid lie.
That's another thing. All right.
Seriously, just
when a man comes up and says, hey, you know, I want to talk to you, they're just like, what? You know?
Yeah.
Wait, you're not one of my girlfriends. And then they yell at you for not caring. But then you had just asked them, oh, how can I help you?
Yeah.
All right, we got a topic here before questions.
Okay.
I think, but
sports or porn?
That's not a fucking topic.
porn.
all right. Yeah, porn. Drinking age. What should the legal drinking age be?
18.
I don't think so.
You think it's ridiculous? What?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. All right.
How would I just say 20? Let's just make it 20.
20 wouldn't be bad. But I'm just gonna say 21, simply because of the fact that, all right, you know, you bring it down to 18, right? And then you have kids in high school that are 18, right? They start buying all their little friends who are not 18 alcohol. You have a bunch of stupid teenagers running around being irresponsible with alcohol, all right? Big. That's just something. That's just something that you don't need. Because teenagers suck ass, and we just don't. We don't need that. So 21 is good. Because it just is. It's a good. I could see 20.
Yeah.
You know. I think if you're like in the military, and you're like, "What up? I got a military card or something. Give me a goddamn drink. Give them a drink." But if you have no other business than that, fuck off until you're 21.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Next question.
That's all I'm putting down.
You use Sunday.
Sports or porn? Porn.
Yeah, we've already.
Yeah.
It should be sex or sport. Oh, sex
it?
Sport.
That's not a sport. It shouldn't be a sport. It should be making love with your lady. Alright. What's up with morning wood? I love morning wood. Makes me I wake up and I'm like, yeah, that was awesome.
I don't even know why.
This is awesome.
Yeah,
I'm glad I'm awake. And wait, I have morning wood. I'm just so overly thrilled.
No, it kind of sucks sometimes, though, because sometimes when you have to, like, really go pee in the morning,
yeah.
It kind of sucks because you're, like, trying to go pee, and you're, like, it's too early in the morning to just kind of, like, actually, like, aim, so it's just kind of, like,
bam.
It's just like, shit. Now I have to actually try to go pee. Whereas, you can just, like, stand there and pee.
It doesn't bother me. And, you know, there's always those good times where, you know, your lady comes in, you know, and utilizes the water. You know what I'm saying?
I can appreciate that.
You know, there's nothing like amazing sex or fun time in the morning, right when you have morning wood. Because morning wood is the best wood.
I don't know. I'm pretty lazy, though. I'm lazier than you. So, in the morning, I'm
not gonna lie, treble hunting has utilized the morning wood and it was better.
But if I wake up in the morning, I don't, like, seriously, do you want me to just
be? I'm a sexual being.
I would do it.
I'm a sexual being, I would
but
have
I don't
sex.
Think I would, it would be as good.
No, man.
I'd be too tired.
See,
like,
I don't get how people are tired. Like, I don't understand how you could be like, oh, I am lazy and I wouldn't want to have sex. I'm ready to rock all day, every day.
Yeah, but you also, like,
I wait on the sidelines. I'm just like, what's up? When are we doing this?
How many times have I, like, slept over your house and didn't wake up till, like, 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, well, that's because we were, like, hammered and drunk or whatever. We had been up till, like, 4 in the morning. But on a normal basis,
I still love
it. You're gay. Anybody who's too lazy to have sex is a failed human being.
No, I didn't say I wouldn't have sex. I'm just saying.
No,
you'd
sit there and take it while you did nothing and slept. Is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
And that is a failing human being.
Not if she does all the work.
Yeah. You suck.
As long as she enjoys
and
it.
And people like you suck.
As long as,
okay.
As long as she enjoys
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the lady.
It is.
It's not about me.
It's fine, but I at least want to be half, you know, awake. While I'm... I want to be half awake while I'm doing it. Don't spit it out into fucking... Alright, Joe's choking everybody. On water. Yeah, alright? Alright?
Yeah.
I see. It might as well be water. Jack off. Alright. That was nice. You good? You alright there, buddy?
I don't think he's okay anymore.
Yeah.
Well, that was your fault.
Wait, are we recording?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, so...
Way
that's
down at the bottom.
Yeah. Where
are
we at?
Like,
I don't know what's going on.
Back.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. All right.
Let's ask some more questions.
Next question.
I won't drink anything.
Right here. Read that one on.
Okay.
Do I
think it's line vast to die?
All right.
No, I'll read it for real this time.
Do you think...
No.
Don't listen. Do you think it's lame for a man to ask a girl out? Or a girl to ask a man out?
Wait, you messed it up.
Yeah.
You messed it up.
I said, girl ask man out. Is it lame?
No, of course not.
I don't think it is.
I think I'd rather have a girl ask me out.
Yeah, because that way I don't have to be like, oh, wait, should I do this? Should I not do that? What's going on? I never even asked Treble on me out. I just was like, alright, third date. We're just dating, I guess.
Might as well have sex.
we're just dating now. We didn't even have sex till 6 months. About time. We were good little boys and girls for quite a while.
Oh, that is good.
For
I can't
while.
Say anything about me, though.
Yeah. It takes a little while for
like
me.
Like a sex
A little longer for the K-man to be like, what's up, I'm ready to rock. Like, be comfortable.
Dude, I'm never comfortable. No, I'm always comfortable.
You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, right. That's why I'm so comfortable.
Why do some boogers not want to come off your finger?
I'll take that one for 500.
Extra sticky? I don't know.
It's because there's more sugar in that one than the other one. If you eat it, it's always sweeter than the rest.
I wouldn't know. I haven't eaten my boogers in about 10 years.
Really? 10?
Yeah.
So I haven't eaten my boogers in probably like 11. 10 and a half. That's obnoxious.
I was like when I was 7.
What is this? It looks like a leech.
Why don't you leave my food alone? Alright. I don't even know. Who would win in a fight? A cheese sandwich? Specifically grilled cheese? Or a taco.
A taco?
Yeah.
Ponage.
It would. I'm totally in agreement with you. I don't think a taco has anything to do. Do you like waffles?
Yes.
You like
why
waffles?
Are you looking at my dog?
I fucking love waffles.
You like
I'm
waffles?
Not.
I mean, I know my pajama pants are kind of like open because there's no button on them.
Yeah, I like waffles too.
But, hey.
Treble Honey's mom made us homemade waffles. I ate those bitches.
Did you say she had a nice butt?
Who?
Someone's mom?
No.
Did you say something about a butt or boobs or something when you're in Hampton?
No.
Or Was that you? Well,
no.
Maybe you were talking
about
somebody
else. I think it was Brendan.
Maybe it was Brendan.
And I wasn't talking about Trevolani's mom. That would be so awkward. Like, wasn't she around at the time?
Yeah. All no, right. She wasn't.
Okay.
I don't even know what's going on.
Sure, buddy. Get it off me! Get it off me! Don't wipe it into me, asshole! You're such a cunt. That's gross. Alright. Why doesn't New Hampshire have IHOPs and Sonics? Alright. Since Joe's on the floor, like, laughing his ass off, Sonics are bullshit, and they only have good drinks, and IHOPs are... There's an IHOP in Portsmouth, so...
They have one-legged waitresses.
They have one-legged waitresses?
Yeah, that's
where?
That's why they call it IHOP.
Because
they hop around all the time.
You're so dumb. That wasn't even funny. I'm just laughing at how retarded you are. Alright, Joe, what is your fetish?
My fetish?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know if this is supposed to be like a fetish in life. Or, how about fetishes? Let's start from like bad fetish to good fetish to like sexual fetishes. Can you come fucking talk to the mic? They're not gonna be able to hear you at all. Don't even bother talking if you're down there. Are you ready to come join us?
A bad fetish?
Yes, a bad fetish. What things don't you like?
Something I don't like?
Yeah, what, like, you know.
Stupid people. Like, in stupid people.
Like you?
No.
I'm pretty sure you're a pretty special motherfucker.
I didn't say special, I said stupid.
Okay, exactly my point. Okay, let's pass on from that one. What's a good fetish?
I like sports.
That's not really a fetish. It's not something you do all the time and like really enjoy. I don't think that can be counted as a fetish, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, I don't really do anything all the time.
Okay. How about, just say breathing.
I have a sex fetish.
Like, yeah, but what's your sexual fetish?
But I'm a guy, though, so I don't know if that counts. Because I'm sure you always think about sex a lot.
Well, that's because I'm a fucking man. I eat, sleep, and drink sex.
Well, there you go. So
I dream of
so
sex
every night. So you can't
really
count that as a fetish, though.
A sexual fetish, dumbass. What do you like in sex that really gets you going?
Shit, anything. I'm not picky.
Like, a fetish as in, like...
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Anything. I don't give a shit.
Are you into S&M, Joe?
I'll try anything.
You're sick.
I don't know what S&M is. S-M-N? I don't know what that stands
for. S&M, dumbass.
I don't even know what that stands for.
It's that shit where they, like... wrap themselves in leather and lick each other.
I don't know. I've never tried it, but I'll give it a go around.
Please, never tell me about that, ever. Ever. Ever, okay? Cool.
I'll try anything once.
I
well,
bet
not
you
anything.
Will.
I wouldn't take anything in the ass, but other than that, it's all,
okay.
it's all up for grabs.
Awesome. Skip this one.
No, you have to answer
it. I don't
wanna. I just answered mine.
Because I don't have any bad fetishes.
Okay, skip that one.
I guess really fucking retarded people really do piss me off a lot.
Okay.
A lot of women piss me off.
Alright, there you go. What's a good fetish?
The boobs kind of a fetish. I'm no sexual fetish.
Yeah.
I love boobs. I need to break that. That's not really a fetish. Alright, sexual fetishes. Everything from really hot bald chicks.
What?
Yeah.
Bald chicks?
Yeah.
Like,
really,
spears?
Really hot bald chicks. No, that's gross. But that's really not, that's not like anything. No.
I don't know.
Not really.
Bald chicks?
Yeah. It's only because I saw, I shouldn't say that, I like this one bald chick porn I saw once. That's about it.
Wait, a bald chick what?
Porn.
Oh. Why were you watching a bald chick porn?
I wasn't watching. It just pops up because my, you know how like my friends send me files over AIM and they just get sent to a folder.
Yeah.
So when I go to look at them, they're just like, you know, they say AIM folder, and then I pop it open, and all of a sudden, bam,
bald chick.
But that's not like a fetish. If I had to say anything, I guess like, I suppose it's just boobs. Just like obnoxious boobs, like boobs, a lot of them. All right. Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Favorite sex position?
Oh, I'd be railed in the ass.
I got nothing to
you
say
like
to
railing
that
me in the ass.
Okay, yes.
No, yeah. I like doing it from behind or whatever. Me doing it.
Wait, I thought you guys tried that.
Not that,
just
that
kidding.
Kind of beyond, just the general area from beyond. Anyways.
What's that say? Sex, what?
You didn't tell me what yours is.
Dude, I got nothing to compare to that. I just, like... Chris is gonna be
You've
so
never
pissed
done
off.
It for me.
Oh, shit.
Okay, no, you have to say it now. Are you behind man or
no.
You like her on top?
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I like being on top. And like.
What's that? You do
lift,
it
lifting them, lifting the leg up, and just. Bam! Going to town.
That's nice of you.
I
go
think
to
they
town.
Like it.
They do,
obviously.
Obviously,
they like it.
Alright, when's the right time for sex or something?
Yeah.
All the time. All the time.
Oh, no, the question was how long should you know a person before having sex?
Oh, yeah. Well, still.
I can't answer that question because I technically had sex like a week or two into my
girlfriends
are going out.
Your first series was
and I've had sex with girls when we're not going out. So I can't really answer that question. So it's all you.
Yeah. I don't know. I was pretty comfortable with, you know, with the 6 month thing at first, so
I think when you're both already.
Yeah.
Not just
you. It was really just mutual. But even then,
I think it's different for everybody.
Like for me it would take a while. Cause I don't really get comfortable with people for a long time. Like I hate you now. I'm still not comfortable with it. I hope you die like every night. But when I am, I'm totally like comfortable with that shit.
So I think you know when you're ready to have sex.
What the fuck? Oh, would you date a fat person?
Yeah. Me, I don't know.
See, I wouldn't, and I'm a big dude, but I'm just going to say right now, if I'm dating a fat woman, you know, that's two fat people. It's a fat people couple, okay? And that is wrong, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to stay, you know, I don't like skinny bitches because I'll break them too, you know?
No.
But.
Oh, that's my fetish. I have this thing for small girls.
Like small as in tall or skinny?
Small as in, like, short. Like
if Chris was like super small.
My last girlfriend was like
married.
My last girlfriend was 4'11" and like 90 pounds.
Yeah.
And I'm 5'11" with 175 pounds.
Yeah, no, I'm
so I mean
I think a lot of men are like that though. A lot of men like that really small like they I don't know.
Huh.
I think it's more of like a dumbass. You just look hot with taller in your face.
Bigger. I thought I was going to break it out.
Yeah.
But I like, you know, tall chicks. I'm not real picky.
I'm definitely more of a small dude.
Yeah.
Small chick dude.
I see small chicks, I'm just, you know, cool.
Yeah. When they're
it gets my
when
eye.
When they're short, it's awesome. But, yeah. Why are girls such whores?
Nowadays, I don't know. Oh.
I'll tell
wait,
you
let
why.
Me see the back of my
I'll
whole
tell you
world.
Why.
Apparently,
girls are whores.
Apparently, according to this lady that did this commercial thing based on girls' advertising.
She's going to say what I'm saying.
It says, girls nowadays are more hyper-sexualized.
But I'll tell you why. Because of TV and ads that say, hey, we have to look super hot. And
yes.
By looking super hot, here is super, super small as clothes, okay? You read things like Cosmo that is just all about sex all the time, and then they get it in their head like, yeah, we need to have sex because, you know, whatever reason.
And then it's our fault for, like,
their friends are pushing them to do it, and then they're like, and then they just start doing it all the time with their clothes.
And then it's our fault.
And that's like,
like
60% of the women population these days.
Yeah, and
women are retarded now.
But then we're just assholes and bad people when we have sex with more than one girl because we're not going out.
But
it's okay.
We're a lot more like sexual, but we aren't as bad as some women.
Yep.
Trevani is me saying what I just said. She's going, for whatever reason. What else do we have here?
Someone asked me this question. What makes you such an advocated hunter, and what is your favorite hunting caliber? Well, I love hunting.
Okay, Joe, I'm glad you do.
Basically, just like chilling out in the woods and relaxing.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
All day, it was awesome.
And just like to know that you can fend for yourself in case you have to, like, kill a deer. Not just like to kill something is awesome, but just the feeling. Of accomplishment, pretty much. And people might hate me for saying that, and they might think, well, why does that make you feel accomplished that you're killing a helpless animal? Well, no, they're not fucking retarded. It's not like you ride the short bus and look at windows. They're not fucking stupid.
They do like a lot of things, though.
So,
yeah,
that's why. And my favorite caliber, it probably has to be the 20-06.
Yeah?
Rifle.
You're cute. I like me a good elk, though. I like to...
There's no need for that. Seriously.
I like stuff that, like, you know, when I walk over to where I shot a deer, there's nothing left of it.
Yeah, that's unnecessary.
You know,
that's just wrong.
I
don't
like
that.
I like grenades.
That's wrong.
Landmines, RPGs, you know.
That's not a caliber.
This is what I'm pointing out. I like big things that explode. I don't like calipers. And I like elephant guns. I like things like in Tremors 3, that elephant gun he has. That's what I'm talking about. You blow that motherfucker away.
You're an idiot.
I want to be able to blow a deer into two.
You're an idiot.
That's all I'm saying.
You're an idiot.
That's what I like.
You're an idiot.
I like raw power.
It's because you don't hunt. You're an idiot.
I have hunted in the past.
You're an idiot.
I have. And I enjoyed it.
You're an idiot.
You know? And it's cool to shoot and be like, yeah, I just got a deer. I feel very accomplished. And someone says, it's part of nature. And you cut it up, you make delicious treats out of it. That's part of it. If you're gonna kill it, you have to eat it.
Yes.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You have to eat it.
I do.
And that's what you do. But at the end of the day, I'm still thinking in the back of my mind, wouldn't it be cool for a deer to step on the landmine I just put down and have nothing left of it? So, that's all I'm saying. Alright, last question. Why is my hand golden? because he jacks off a lot, that's my answer.
Yeah, and Nick, it's just because God made you that way.
Yes. Oh, we have one more. It's from Jimmy J. It's from Jimmy Jefferson.
I texted that asshole, he didn't text me
back. Well,
because
he likes me better, he doesn't like you. Alright.
No, he asked me he asked me the stupidest question today, most random thing ever. He's like, are you a pitcher? I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? For baseball, right? For the baseball team at school. Like, I had pitched, and I'm like, the pitcher. He's like, well, who pitches? So I was like trying to remember, there's only one person I could think of, but I was like, why do you ask me? He's like, I don't know, I'm just wondering. He's like, Jimmy, you ask me random questions at random times, and expect an answer, are you kidding me? Why would you ask me out of all people?
I love Jimmy Jefferson.
So I was just like, God, Jimmy.
Alright. Well, his question was, what do I say to a nun that wants to have sex with me?
Yes.
You say fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You say fuck yeah.
You get on that shit.
You hump the shit out of that nun. Like, it's your job. Like, she was paying you to do that regularly.
That's your deed.
I mean, that's all I'm saying.
It's your payment to
I don't believe
the
in
church.
God, but that is your duty to God. Just to fuck that man.
That's your, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Another question, kind of gay question, but we have to do it, because we have to. What do you find most attractive in a girl?
The first thing I look for, personality. I don't care if you're butt ugly, as long as you can make me laugh and you have a good personality.
Yep.
Alright, other than that, I'm going for the boobs, I'm going for the ass. The K-Man doesn't, you know, date women with small boobs, he just doesn't.
Yeah.
He has to have big boobs.
I'll go with the boobs and then the face. You can't have a nice face. You gotta be self-correct.
I'm not super into, like, I don't care if they, you know, they have to be nice looking, you know, they can't be, like, fucking, like, fucked up, but you know what I'm saying, you understand what I'm saying, but that's the first thing I look for, is the personality, because I can't stand a fucking stupid woman, I just can't. I can't date retarded women that are just like all looks and just like, ah, I'm retarded.
Well, we have another question. You think Obama is wearing a smoking patch, or smoking Marlboros in the Oval Office?
Somebody asked me that.
I did.
No.
I asked you the other day.
Yeah, but somebody else asked me that, like Andy. Besides that, he's smoking some mad CDs.
Yeah,
he ain't quitting. Fuck him. Fuck Obama. He's smoking up. And you know what? I'll smoke up with him too.
Alright, sounds good to me. If you were gonna die, what way would you least want to die? So, like, if you had to die, which way would you not want to die?
I don't know. I have successfully cut myself before, and I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty excruciating.
So,
to bleed out and. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to, like, be stabbed multiple times and then bled out. You know, you understand? Because it sucks when you're sitting there, like, waiting to die. Like, that's the worst. You're waiting to die. You know you're going to die. You're bleeding out. And your wounds are stinging, like, oh. And the fact, do you know what it's like to have a knife pushed into you? It hurts. It's not fun. It's just, like, feeling your skin slice apart is the most awkward feeling on earth. I do not like it.
My way would be drowning in an ocean.
I could deal with drowning.
I could not deal with drowning.
I'm breathing all the water and just get rid of it fast. Do it fast. People struggle and they try to hold their breath and they're like, oh, hold my breath and shit. And then slowly the water fills in. I'm just like, suck in all that water. My lungs will fill them dead in seconds.
No, it would definitely suck. Because I hate being, like, trapped, first of all. Like, I'm not claustrophobic, but when I get in a small space and I don't see, like, a quick way out just in case something happens, I kind of start panicking.
I like that. I don't like
but there needs to be a quick exit in case something happens.
Yeah.
So,
I wouldn't want to die getting lost. I don't think that's possible, but I hate getting lost. I have, like, a phobia against getting lost. I hate it because my mom used to like drive me around and tell me, I don't know where we are, we're lost. And I'd always be like, oh my god, I don't know what's going on. Because I was little and I didn't like know any better, but I hate that.
I don't care.
That's like my phobia.
I can survive.
That's really my phobia is getting lost.
Yeah.
That is my number one phobia. Like, I've gotten lost down at Chris's and like, I just smoke like packs. I just smoke and I'd just be freaking out and I'd be like, where am I?
Well, I was on the way to my, half brother's dad's house yesterday. He was in Manchester somewhere. I don't really go to Manchester all the time. Probably at all unless I go to even you drive. So my dad gives me directions to Mammoth Road.
Oh yeah.
And gives me the back way to go through Cambia.
That's not good.
That way.
Because
I didn't want to go on the highway with my dad. Because of the steering.
do you go for candy that's a bad way?
I don't think he knows fast enough.
Okay.
To go where, on the highway?
No, not the highway, the other highway. It's cool.
What
you,
way
no,
are you thinking?
It's hard.
No, what
your
way
dad
are you
is
thinking?
Good. Your dad
tell
is good.
Tell me what way are you thinking?
I am all set.
Just tell me.
Why?
Because I'm curious.
I don't want to tell you.
Why? You're an ass.
Maybe I don't want to.
Alright, anyway.
I got your nipples! You're silly. Liven up the show.
Alright, anyway. What the fuck was I saying?
Chilling out.
So I got lost.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't read the directions.
Yeah.
Because I'm just not as smart as him. And he gives me, like, really hard directions to follow. He's just like, go, blah, blah, blah. And it's not, like, they're hard to read. They're really, really vague. So he's like, go to this place and make a right here. Go to this place and make a left. And if I miss that place, I'm not gonna know when to turn. So like, instead of
that's scary.
So
that
like,
would have been freaking out smoking.
So instead
like
of
a
giving
bastard.
Me like an approximate mileage or like the lights or like signs to look for, he gives me like one building, specific building to look for. So like, I'm going 20 and a 45, trying to find this one building. So I was like, I was by exit 2. That's exactly what I was at exit 2. And I was like, you know what, fuck this. So I got on the highway, drove one exit, got off, and then just, like, found my way to Manitoba. What I figured out is if you get right off of exit 1, it takes you on to Bridge Street, and Manitoba's off of Bridge Street, you just take a right and pull. And
I don't even know what's
Manitoba.
Going on anymore. I think I'm going to cut myself.
So,
you have managed to make me want to do the one thing that I never want to do again.
So I kind of, like,
you.
Hated it. I wasn't scared.
Awesome. Awesome.
Ah!
Oh, these are not for you. Anyways.
So, wait. So, I was hanging out with a girl the other day. Actually, before I came over here.
Hanging.
And.
Low. Hanging low.
She's.
Swinging past your knees.
So. it was wicked funny because we were like hanging out.
Yeah, you
and
know.
I needed to change. I was like, I'm changing. She's like, it's okay, I'm reading this book. So, I take off my clothes, right? I, like, sneak up from behind her, and I, like, crawl between her legs, and, like, take the book. So, like, I'm laying under her, naked.
What did she say?
She's looking down, reading the book. And I'm like, ha-ha!
What did she say?
I don't even know. She's like, and then, well, that's not it. She, like, turned around, and I got up. I was like, okay, here's your book back. She's like, are you dressed? I was like, yeah. Which, of course, I wasn't. So she turned around, and I was just like, ha-ha, got you again. She's like, Joe, you're so immature. You're childish. And I was like, wait.
Who is this?
I'm not giving them a name.
Why are you doing this? Did you have sex with this person?
No.
Then what the fuck were you doing naked? You are a rapist.
I just wanted
to be naked.
I told her, too. I was like, I didn't really have to change it. I just wanted to walk around my house naked.
You
were here.
Are awkward.
So.
You scare me.
So, what happened was, she's like, Joe, you're childish. I was like, what do you mean by childish? I was like, I'm not a child. She's like, well, that's not childish. That's a big boy. That's a big, big boy. And I was like, wait, what are you talking about? Now I'm confused. She's like, you know what I mean. I was like, oh, what do you mean? As I'm getting dressed, she's like, it's not childish. It's a big, big boy. But you're a child. I'm like, oh, yeah. Got it.
So, this whole story is about
my
the fact
dog.
That you're slow.
Yeah, and...
You're really slow.
Yeah, and I have a quote or a big dog now. But yeah, the moral of the story is I'm slow.
I think what she's trying to say is your dog is more manly and actually smarter and faster than you are.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And
it's true.
That's sad.
It's true.
Alright.
But yeah, that was a couple days ago.
That's good.
It was fun, though. I just thought it was funny because she's like reading this book and here I am laying on my floor. Like, naked.
That's awkward. You're molested.
But seriously, wouldn't that, like, freak you out and make you laugh somewhat?
Yeah.
Like, some
dude,
naked person?
Oh, yeah. No, I think it would... I think it'd be funny. It's just like, what the fuck are you doing? I couldn't do that do it to, like, I know, like, four girls on the top of my head I could do it without, like, having the cops called on me.
Did I tell you about the cheerleaders at UNH that I took my pants off in front of?
No, I didn't.
We were at our track meet. We were sitting out there, and there's a UNH and Vermont game going on, and then some UNH cheerleaders walked by, and I was like, oh, can I come cheer with you? And they're like, yeah, come on. So I, like, walked through this door, and I was like, hey, where's the kind of cheer? And she's like, you need to get a skirt on first. I was like, give me one. And I pulled my pants down. She's like, no, they're out there. I was like, let me use yours. With my pants pulled down.
Yeah, awesome.
It was so funny.
Why do you have such an obnoxious, like, wanting to be naked?
I love being naked.
I'm always naked. Like, I'm constantly naked during the day before work when nobody's home. But those, like, 8 hours, I'm naked the whole time. I walk around with the shades over and I'm just naked. But I don't want people to see me naked.
When I don't even care. When when I have practice, like, especially, for, like, during winter, when I have, like, winter track, we'll all be sitting, like, at the ramp at the high school, and I'll just, like, take off my pants, take off my shirt, and just being, like, my boxer briefs or boxers, whatever I'm feeling that day, and just put change,
too much,
like, right in front of everybody.
I don't like that. I can't do that. Like I said, I'm not pretty when I'm naked.
Neither am I. I don't care. I tell them not to look, but every time I'm like, don't look, I'm changing, they turn around and look anyway.
That's wrong.
It's fun.
Wait, what does it say? One's trouble, I have a muscle, this person is a thing. Okay, she is really retarded.
What?
Wait, it says, was is Trouble Honey always put down in the show? But this question isn't from Trouble Honey.
Why is Trouble Honey always put down?
I think that's what she's putting down. I don't put it down.
You don't put her down.
Apparently, I say all these mean things about her in bed. The bedtime stories that we discussed. Apparently, I put her down somehow.
What? You said she was good. It was good.
I know. She's great. I'm going to say somebody's great for no reason. If she was bad, I'd be like, you're awful. Because I'm a mean bastard.
Trouble Honey is amazing.
I never put her down.
I don't know what she's like in bed, but she's an amazing person.
I guess she just feels put down. And I've decided that I'm not going to be mean. I'm being mean to you for now.
Alright.
We can talk about Trouble Honey. I'm just going to be nice.
Well, let's not just talk. Let's just not mention, like, Trouble Honey sex.
Why?
Because it puts her down.
Yeah, but that I can't talk about it.
Maybe what she's saying when you talk about it puts her down because she's embarrassed.
You talking about sex?
That, or how you suck.
Oh, I suck.
And you think it's good and you make a fool of yourself and then all of them laugh at you.
No.
Okay.
She specifically said that she's, I'm making her look bad. I don't know.
Maybe she is embarrassed that you're talking about you.
I suppose. I guess. That's entirely possible.
Well, I think we should give a shout out. Say sorry, Trouble Honey.
Yes, we're sorry, Trouble Honey.
We're sorry.
I love
never
you.
Again.
I love you a lot.
I love you as a
Joe. Joe loves you too.
As a Joe lover.
Yes. That's nice.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah. I don't know. But it's a cool.
But you know, it's my type of love.
It's Joe love. Joe love.
It's not love. It's Joe love.
It's cool. Sure.
It's a creepy love.
It is a highly, highly creepy love. That's. Without a doubt.
Let's not forget about Sarah now. Oh my god, Sarah. Every time I think about Sarah, I just gotta have her. Things I want to do to her that I can't talk about on this show.
That's unnecessary. I don't want to know that, I don't think.
Apparently, that I want Sarah. I want Sarah looking at me.
Yeah.
You remember that moment?
Yeah.
I was just like, hi, Sarah.
Yeah. I don't think people need to know about that, though. But apparently you've been creeping on Sarah for the last, like, year and a half.
Yeah.
You know, even when, like, you were with Jared, you were just trying to molest her both times. But it's cool.
Although I was more molesting Jared.
Yeah. You have, like, no interest in Sarah at all.
I was just, like...
But that's cool.
I was, like, pushing Sarah out of the way.
Yeah. But still, you were definitely trying, obviously, right, Joe?
Yeah. I was definitely... That's my excuse.
Yeah.
I shot a Copperfield with Jared's...
Ex-gal. What he hates with a passion.
Yeah.
So...
I tried a Copperfield. Jared is my excuse.
You can go molest all you want now, because she's not... Yeah, he won't give a fuck.
I can go molest all my
yeah,
fuck
go
now.
Ahead, go for it. I'll drive you over there. You can have molest the party. Alright, high five. Decriminalization in New Hampshire. High five. Alright, so, minute and 15 seconds. We have to do some last shout-outs. We have to tell them about the new delicious treats, and then we gotta get off this show. Just shut up. Alright, so, first of all, if anybody doesn't know now, this was our, like, super fucked up show that we basically edited in a bunch of different, like, crazy things that we just, like, came up with while we're talking and doing the news. It's bad. It's awful. It's an unedited version
of the show.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's good. It's whatever. This is a really whatever show until next week, because we're kind of just chilling, taking a break. We're 5 episodes in.
No. 5 weeks.
High five. Anyways. So yeah, that's really about it. Who you want to shout out to?
Oh, I don't really have a shout out to anybody, but I do want to say, give people numbers, and they talk to you, and whatever,
yeah.
And then they give your number out to other people
that you may not want to talk about.
That pisses me off. But what's really funny is when girls give your number to other girls, and they randomly text you, I don't mind. This girl, I know both of them, they both texted me. I don't mind that they text me.
Yeah.
But it kind of is weird when you're just like, hi, this is blah, 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 and I'm just texting you to say hi, and that's all you say.
That is awkward.
And I'm just like, okay, well, why did you want to say hi? Obviously, there's a reason. You don't just, like, randomly think of somebody. Why were you thinking of me in the first place? Were you thinking of my sexy body?
Your naked sexy body?
My naked sexy body. No,
yeah.
This is a different girl. He's just like randomly.
That's
okay.
Nice.
But yeah. I don't have any shout-outs
there. I guess I'll shout out to Kim Long. Shout out to J Man and Dr. S.
J Man.
There you are. Michael. Brendan. I'm gonna give you a shout out, Joe, because I love you.
I wanna give you a shout out.
I wanna give you
and your sexy body.
Good ass.
I'm gonna give you a man. I'm gonna start a mighty.
Alright. What are pubes?
Pubes?
We just got a text message for a question. What are pubes? It was more of like a topic, and it was like, talk about pubes. So what are pubes? We're just talking about pubes?
I'm guessing it's just like pubes.
Okay, do you have anything cool to talk about?
Was this a guy who sent you this?
No.
Oh, what a girl wants.
It's TH.
TH.
So.
Taylor Hicks?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He listens to the show, dude.
And so it is a guy.
No. Alright, but anyways. Alright, so
TH.
What do you have anything? Do you have anything to say about pubes?
I don't know. I just got a text.
I like the dads.
That'd be cool. I think I might try. I don't want to try that.
TH has racing stripes. It's like to go fast. A lot of people know that.
Remember my racing stripe I had?
I'm going to carve like a fucking like Smurf.
I want to do a triangle.
You
want
to do a triangle?
No, I want to do an arrow.
That's great.
On my.
That's gross.
That'd be wicked.
Why? Do you shave it or do you trim it?
Who shaves? Seriously.
I know a lot of people who shave, and that's
fucked up.
That's fucked. That's fucked. That's girl.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's bullshit. I'd rather just trim away.
Dude, what do you do with, like, your stomach?
I don't do anything, man. I'm all natural, baby girl.
Let me see yours compared to mine. Mine, cause I think mine, like... Yeah, dude, mine destroys you. But you don't have a belly button or something?
It's there. Mine, it's a lot hairier, I suppose, down here.
But, like...
I'm not a hairy person.
Look at that, though. Like,
I kind of pride my... Yeah, see, I'm not...
I'm screwed, like...
I'm not a hairy dude.
You think your dad's hairy? Wait till I get his
age.
Yeah,
wait till you hit, like, 20, you're gonna be gross.
I get all this hair, like, on my back, like, little...
I don't have
right
that
there.
Problem, dude. That's pretty gross. I don't really... Hold on, let's compare back here. How am I looking back there?
You're looking pretty clean.
This is
like
pretty puffy.
It's like a baby's behind.
That's nice. That's nice.
No, seriously.
Yeah, armpit hair's worse. Mine, yeah, but mine's like it's blonde. And
dude, mine's just like...
I have just as much. Smells bad. That smells
mine
bad.
Mine smells good.
Mine. I didn't put deodorant on after I took a shower, so...
Whatever. You don't need deodorant on after you take a shower.
Yeah, I need deodorant all day.
But... Dude,
that's nice.
So
I'm glad
when I get old, like... I'm gonna be so fucking hairy, dude.
Yeah, you
what
are.
What am I gonna do?
I don't know. God help the woman that has to date
so
you.
So look, I'm gonna be all like that meatloaf guy and be like... Meatloaf, get out.
You're gonna
shirt.
Be like that 60-year-old Chippendale guy with the hair just popping out of his shed. And it's funny because his shirt doesn't, like, hang low or anything.
It's just
like,
wicked
hair,
tight.
His hair is physically keeping his shirt down.
It's like this, and his shirt is on. It's like that Stain commercial where he's, like,
so
doing
wrong.
That interview. He's like, yeah, sir, and the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be my hair. I'm going to be on a date talking to the girl.
That's
going to
be gross.
My hair's going to be like, blah, 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 blah.
That's fucking disgusting.
Like, shut up, hair.
That's so dang.
But I wish I could, like, keep this amount of hair, like, forever, because it's a good amount.
That's nice, I suppose. Like,
but it fails.
I guess I should pride myself that I'm not a hairy dude.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
It sucks. Like, I just shaved probably not even a week ago.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
Well, I get a lot of hair. Like, I shave all the time, my sides. And I go back fast when I don't need to shave, like, on a regular basis. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, you should be. These blades are expensive as shit, dude.
Yeah, I've only bought, like, 4 blades since I was, like, 17. So, I don't really worry about it. Plus, I'm that kid who uses a blade for, like, a year. So, I'm awful. I'm stupid with that.
No,
but, yeah. Wear it up, kid. We never talked about boobs, by the way. Never did a boob section. I don't really have anything other than to say that the whole movie of Good Luck Chuck, all those boobs, like the 30 of them,
yeah,
all up in there. That we'll just throw that up there. Trouble Honey's in second. Yeah, that's about it. Not really too many boobs this week. So we got shout outs done. Now it's time to say goodbye. That's it?
I love you, Kurt.
That's it? That was the lamest goodbye I have ever seen. Like,
no, I'm saying bye. I'm not done.
That was bye. That was lame. You tired? You're so tired, like a dude.
I'm like, dude. Nah, dude. I'm having a fun time.
Why?
People are fucking stupid.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm going to have a hard time before you. Have you seen me lately?
Dude.
You need a cigarette. Yeah, I have that. But you can't have them. Because you have to drive.
I don't.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do, man. Oh, hey. So, yeah, as we were saying, this week's episode completely fucked. Bunch of unedited shit in here.
Yep.
This weekend, we'll have a tiny bit of bandwidth. We'll do a piece with Chris.
So she can put us down. We'll be
No. The you know how she's coming up for the party on February 14th?
Yes.
Okay. That, like, day, or the Sunday or something, like, after that morning, if we do it Sunday morning, we have to do the podcast, because she has to be on the show to put us down, like you said. Alright? And I think Brennan's going to join us, so it'll be a four-man crew. Okay. We need to build up our crew. I love you and me. I'm just saying, it's nice to have guest people.
Yes.
It's nice to have guest people. Because we just did an hour and a half show for these people, and we didn't even know what the fuck's going on. I mean, this was an unedited show, so it's super long, and it's just like, wow. But, you know, people will enjoy our back hair showings and shit.
Good thing
like
we don't have video. We should do a video
one. We're going to do a video. I'm debating on what I want to do. It's got to be a special occasion. Yeah.
Why?
Why? No, it has to be a special occasion, because if we use videos, do you know how fucked up that'd be? It takes a lot of memory up. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got you.
Alright. America.
We love you.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching, listening.
Yeah.
At your computer, probably. If you're listening to this hour and a half, if you listen to this whole thing, you should go kill yourself.
My friends, if you don't listen to this whole thing, I'll fucking murder you.
Like I,
and all of the people that that listen,
you should listen to this
on the side. Oh, before we go, we have to point out we have a new email. Treblehunter@AIM.com. Please, if you're listening to this. Whoever you are, I don't really give a fuck. Leave us questions, topics, suggestions.
Or just
you sucks.
Or just
everything.
Email us saying hi.
Correction. Yeah.
Nice show. Bad show.
Yeah. Just so we know it's up.
Even if you want, just email us saying you guys suck balls.
Don't forget to hit up the profile site. Obviously, leave some comments on that. Cause the better the ratings. We hit the top 100 the other day out of like thousands.
Nice.
Which was awesome. Which basically says that our ridiculous unedited show like this one right here is actually getting somewhere. You know, 100, like top 100 is badass.
Yep.
But we went down a lot, so we need to like boost it up with this episode. So I'm sure we'll
you
do that.
Help us out.
Yeah. So treblehunter@AIM.com. We'll catch you next week with a T to the R to the E B B L honey. Yeah.
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 Is that what you meant earlier by TH?
Yeah, fucking cunt bag. But yeah. Sucking my balls two times. Alright.
Sucking my dong.
Peace, America.
Peace
America.
Out, everybody.
Bye.
Love you.